You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that the South 13 improvements within Park Falls will be starting during the week of June 30th. This project will go from North 5th Street to the Flambeau River Bridge. Work will include modifications of the two traffic light intersections, replacement of curb ramps that do not meet ADA requirements, replacement of the fixtures of the streetlights, a mill and overlay of the asphalt pavement, and new pavement markings. The first phase of the project will include traffic lights, curb ramps, and streetlight fixtures. The second phase of the project will include the mill and overlay. The mill and overlay phase is expected to take about 3 to 4 days on the main road, and an additional 2 to 3 days to tie in all the intersections. Work will be done with flagging operations, so no detour will be necessary. No work will be occurring during the 4th of July weekend, Flamborama weekend, and if necessary, Labor Day weekend. Please plan any travel accordingly. Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. This is free admission, and there will be concessions available for purchase. You're invited to bring the whole crew for a relaxing evening of community and entertainment hosted by the Victor Christian Center. There are no rain dates, so come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Allergy season is here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestants will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication, because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says, you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently, or take showers after you're outdoor, use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures.
This week's allergy forecast is expected to be low, but it will ramp up into the weekend. The Turtle Flambeau Flowage and Shrewd Lake Property Owners Association would like to request that when you pull your boat out at one of the landings and are draining your boat, please take a few moments to clean the debris from inside of your boat and the back of your truck. Much of the trash alongside our highways has blown out of boats or the beds of pickup trucks, so please make sure coolers are latched, closed, and secured, and empty cans, bottles, and other things of that nature are tossed into the trash or secured inside the vehicle. Your thoughtfulness when cleaning out your boats and trucks is very much appreciated. Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m., there's foraging with Sam Thayer over in Rib Lake. You're invited to join Samuel Thayer, renowned author and forager and internationally recognized authority on edible wild plants, for a walk where he can show all the cool plants there are around Rib Lake. Be sure to mark your calendars, this opportunity may not come around again. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. over at 645 Pearl Street in Rib Lake. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third, manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Memorial Day weekend's top two films, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, combined at the box office to pull in about 250 million big ones and about 540 million globally, smashing records. The total box office take from all the releases over the weekend came in at 341 million domestically. Take that, COVID pandemic. The Hall smacked down the previous record from Memorial Day, which was set in 2013 with a $314 million take, powered by films like Fast and the Furious 6, Hangover 3, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Lilo and Stitch topped the Memorial Day weekend with a record-setting four-day take of $183 million. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, came in second with $77.5 million. Rounding out the top five were Final Destination Bloodlines, Sinners, and Thunderbolts. Overall, the box office is 30% ahead of where it was at this point last year, and the studios have a $4.2 billion prediction for the summer box office alone. Good signs. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming season one when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for season three. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated seven times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home two awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home two awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shout out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.